Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's episode will be about support looks like this. Again, today's episode will be about support looks like this. Okay, so family, first and foremost, this is a mental health podcast, and this is a holistic family where we talk about principles that can bring together more balance and clarity to anybody's life, not just being about a specific, you know, gender or specific group, but this is just about tools that anybody can use to enhance their clarity. So let's get into it. Support looks like this. What do I mean by support looks like this? What I mean is that a lot of people suffer or have imbalances because the people around them don't support them or show fake support. And this can cause a lot of different things to happen in someone's life when they go through things and they don't have the full support of people that they support or people are there, they are there for. It happens a lot. A lot of us deal with it unconsciously. A lot of us deal with it and we know we're dealing with it, but then we just don't require that same energy that we put in to get back. And we want to talk about a few reasons why, and we're going to talk about how to combat this today. So first and foremost, family, when it comes to anybody around you, anybody that you deal with on a normal basis, you have to realize that you're subjecting yourself to that reality. Just like the subjective reality episode that I had, you have to realize that you yourself are allowing that person into your space. And that comes at a price. Everything comes at a price. Even this podcast, you're paying attention. So it's very important that we realize that everything is a transferring of energy. So when we let people in our lives that are not appreciative or don't give us the same energy, it starts to depreciate or devalue. And then the energy starts to deplete. So it's very important that we be around people who have genuine feelings towards us and actually want to see us in those levels that we see ourselves. So when it goes to what is one of the factors that causes this or will allow somebody to deal with this, you know, for some time, a lot of people will say peer pressure. A lot of people want to be liked. A lot of people want to fit in. A lot of people don't want to be the odd man out. Now, me speaking from my own personal experience, most of the time in life, I've been the odd man out. In groups, like in school, in the world, those social settings. So I know how it feels to be ostracized or isolated. However, there is a beauty in isolation, and there is a peace in being ostracized that a lot of people don't realize because of the emotional factors that surround the events. But if you really realize it, when you are in solitude, you have time to reflect. When people push you aside, you get to see the angle from afar. You get to look at them from a bird's eye view, and you get to see the situation from the outside, and then that gives you a lot more perspective than being actually engulfed in it. So a lot of times I've gained more perspective just by being the outsider, and I wasn't affected by the events or the moment of that situation because I was not involved. I was pushed away. So a lot of times in the situations where I was pushed away, I wasn't invited, or did not fit into. There were situations where things happened that were not conducive for my livelihood anyway. So we have to really think about that. Some of the times where these places that you want to go, things you want to do, might not necessarily be the things that you envision for yourself. A lot of the time we do make those decisions that, make us uncomfortable to support other people, and then they end up throwing us off balance. So a lot of time when we talk about the support we get, we have to look at what type of support we give to other people as well. And first and foremost, this should be the number one rule. If you support anybody, you should know who that person is. A lot of time in I see it. A lot of time we support people and we treat people like novelty items. Oh yeah, I support it. Oh yeah, did you support Haru's business? Oh yeah, I support his little business. His little business. Oh yeah, you know, I bought some little stuff. Some little stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same feeling you get when you go to Gucci. And people, you know, be like, oh yeah, I bought me some Gucci stuff. And they rock it and they're very proud of it. It's not the same thing as when they go to, you know, the Benz dealership and they buy a new Benz and they're so ecstatic and they're crying and they're, you know, emphatic. It's not the same emotion because they placed your business in a small ostracized position. They put your goals, your ambitions, your business in a small position. They wanted to make you feel small because that's how they envision you and that's how they look at you. That is not acceptable. That is not acceptable. What you accept is what you'll have. I've had to cut off a lot of people because of the simple fact that not because they didn't believe in my vision, it's because they were not supportive. They were not supportive. They were not supportive. And then not only were they not supportive, but I realized that they never even knew me to support me. You know, a lot of people around you don't even know you. They just taking in everything you have to offer. Oh yeah, oh, Haru is real loving. Oh, Haru is real kind. Oh, Haru is very supportive. Haru actually gets to know us. But do you know Haru? Do you support Haru's business? Do you know how to support Haru's business? Have you learned about Haru to know how to help Haru? All of these things are important. We are not people that care, people that give kindness and spew kindness out their hearts. We are not dispensable, family. You are not a dish rag because you care. You are not a stepping stool because you care. You are not obsolete because you care. You matter. Support matters. Being there matters. Actually voicing your opinion matters. Actually standing up for yourself matters. And this is one of the most crucial points to stand up for yourself is when you have a vision or a goal that you don't let anybody, no mother, no father, no sister, no brother, nobody step on your vision or make you feel small or make your vision seem as though that it's not as adequate as it should be. I don't care if you want to heal the world or sing and dance. Whatever you want to do, do it unbelievably. Do it undoubtedly. Respond to every last one of your abilities. And whoever is around you that is causing your light to dim or throwing shade, or not even just throwing shade, just not being fully in your corner, not trying to understand you, not trying to support you, not trying to be that backbone, not trying to be there to care for you and love you throughout the processes of what you go through. Some people don't even know the first thing about you, but say they love you and support you. Some people don't even know the first thing about your business on an intimate level, but say they love you and support you. Some people only patronize you once or twice in a 2-year span, but will say, man, your business is great. Keep going. People will say whatever is convenient to get the emotional appeal that they need from you. However, you need to realize, family, that the proof is in the pudding. Look at how much support you get when you open a business, family. Look at how much support you get when you venture off and create balance and structure and start identifying with self instead of society. everybody wants to identify with society. So he ain't got the new Jordans. He ain't got the new Balenciagos. He ain't got this. Oh no, he must not be doing that well. He ain't got the new Jag. He ain't got the new Jeep. He must not be doing that well. Everybody looks at social responders to see how well are people doing. Nobody tries to connect to the person. This person might be sitting on $1 million at home, looking for things to invest in and people to connect with so they can help, he can help push them forward. But nobody wants to know that because he's not wearing a gold chain. Or he's not smiling in people's faces, flaunting his money. Or he's not ostracizing his family members, making them feel small, his relatives making them feel small and irrelevant. There's a lot of things that we gauge as successful. We put it in a successful range. However, we don't view being a human successful. And being a human is just connecting with people, not being a isolated robot. You have Benz, you have gold, you are doing well. Oh, that's, man, they bury people with that stuff every day. You have heart disease with gold all around your neck. You can have mental illness in a Benz, in a Jag. You could be suffering in a big house. All of that. The thing is that in order to allow the goals and the plans that you have in your life, in order to allow them the right amount of energy and allow them to have the right environment to grow, you have to make sure that your energy is protected and the people that are, and the people and the things that are around you are aligned with your passion. If these people or things are not conducive to how you see yourself developing, there is time to do some adding and subtracting. Because the thing is, if someone doesn't know you, they cannot support you. And if someone is not supporting you, then that person is depleting your energy. And it's not for you to get mad at them. It's not for you to get upset, because a lot of people are not doing this consciously. All of society is just driven off, what we can capitalize off of. So it's not like you take these things personal when people just look at advantages they can take from you. Don't take it personal. Just take it for what it is and create a distance and boundaries with people who don't support you. Create distance and boundaries with people who don't think about you and don't care to know who you are as a person. Create boundaries, because once you start creating these boundaries, then you create a distance so that your energy does not deplete. You create a distance so that people are not siphoning off you. You create a distance so that your business and your light can shine and elevate. This is very important. Create distance and boundaries. There's nothing wrong. You don't necessarily have to cut people off completely. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of emotional factors that connect us to certain people. However, some people you do. Whatever the case may be, respect your support. Respect your mind. Respect your mental health. Respect your person. Don't just allow any and everybody to be in your environment. Make them put some respect on your name. So, until next time, family, I appreciate you. I love you. And we're here to support each other and be the bridge that connects the gaps in society. We're here to be the bridge that free flows the energy that connects us all. So, until next time, family, peace, love, and hotel.